WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. An extremely challenging rescue mission is now underway in Turkey, where an American researcher got stuck in a cave. Mark Dickey's 3,000 feet down and injured. Gretchen Baker with the National Cave Rescue Commission.
There are over 70 rebelays, or 70 separate ropes that you have to get on. That makes it challenging for the rescuers to get down to Mark, which can take anywhere from 8 to 15 hours, and even more challenging to start taking him up.
President Biden is set to touch down in New Delhi, India, in about an hour from now. Traveling with him for the G20 summit, CBS's Ed O'Keefe, who tells us who declined the invite.
There are notable absences. China's Xi Jinping and Russian President Vladimir Putin both saying they won't be making the meetings. Putin, of course, is preparing to get together with Kim Jong-un of North Korea in the coming days as those two countries talk about a potential arms deal.
In Hong Kong, at least two people have died from extreme rain and flash flooding. It's the most rainfall Hong Kong has ever experienced. Hurricane Lee's in the Atlantic, and it's a whopper Category 5 storm packing 160-mile-per-hour winds. While Lee isn't expected to make landfall, Odyssey New York meteorologist Craig Allen tells us,
the question beyond this weekend is, where does Lee go next? It currently looks like he's going to take a path between the Bahamas and Bermuda.
If you have an iPhone or iPad, you need to update your device ASAP. Apple issued an emergency warning. Tech contributor Ian Schur.
It closes security holes that are known to be actively being used to attack the devices of politicians and journalists and activists and other potentially sensitive groups.
More legal troubles for Spain's soccer chief nearly a month after that kiss.
Prosecutors have just filed a formal complaint with Spain's high court accusing suspended Soccer Federation President Luis Rubiales of sexual assault and coercion. He continues to insist the kiss he planted on the lips of World Cup player Jenny Hermoso was consensual. She has filed a legal complaint against him, and now Rubiales could face a criminal trial. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Coco Gauff's semifinal match at the U.S. Open last night took longer than expected. So what was the holdup?
Slight delay here. There's apparently maybe environmental protesters up in the...
As you hear there on ESPN, an activist glued his feet to the cement floor. The match finally resumed and Gauff won it, advancing to the finals for the first time in her career. Half hour before Wall Street opens and U.S. stock futures are down. This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Hey, y'all, this is
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Amid the threat of impeachment of the new liberal justice, the Wisconsin Supreme Court met publicly for the first time yesterday. The court gathered for a hearing on a petition that would change court rules for how long evictions remain accessible on the state court's website. The dramatic circumstances of the situation reportedly was not apparent in the court, as the justices followed the typical procedure of questioning the attorneys presenting the case. A Wisconsin state senator has proposed legislation to make it easier for the state's retailers to offer E15 motor fuel. Republican Joan Balweg, the chairperson for the Senate Agricultural and Tourism Committee, said the bill has been in the works for the last couple of years and would provide funding and incentives to expand the availability of renewable fuel. The bill would not take other fuel options away from Wisconsin residents, but provide an option to use a higher ethanol blend. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Drive safely, Wisconsin. Highway workers are out on the road. Help them out. Slow down, stay focused, and eliminate distractions. Work zone safety. It's everyone's responsibility.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley.
93.5.
The Tap.
93.5.
The Tap.
Thank you.
Fleetwood Mac. And that song is just about a perfect song. The vocals, the drums, songwriting. Man, it's just a great song. I think that song has been around. I should say I've been working in radio for about as long as that song's been around. So I've heard it thousands and thousands of times. And even though I've heard it thousands of times, it still sounds great. It's one of those very few songs that you never get tired of. Still sounds great after almost 50 years, at least 45, 46 years, and it still sounds perfect. Hey, welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock right now. We got 59 degrees in La Crosse, and it's 51 degrees in Hayward. And I want to talk to my producer, Aaron, and ask you, sir, if you have ever worked a job where you were working for tips in addition to your hourly wage.
Kind of. I used to work at Starbucks, and there it was not considered a tipped job. Like, I was paid more than minimum wage. It wasn't the minimum wage for getting tips, but I did get tips in addition.
Okay. I see what you're saying. So you weren't working for $2.33 an hour plus tips. You had a higher wage per hour.
Yes. All right, and so then a small amount in tips each week.
Sure. What people would, they put their change in the jar and stuff like that. Yeah. So imagine this. Imagine if you were working one of those types of jobs, say as a server at a restaurant for $2.33 per hour. And for one reason or another, it was a slow night. Right? Like, you go to work, you expect to make some money so you can pay the bills, getting paid $2.33 an hour plus tips. You go in and it's a really slow night for one reason or another. It's bad weather or who knows what. So you're there for like 4 hours. And finally the boss says, oh man, it's a slow night. Why don't you go home for the night? So after you're there for 4 hours, you give up your whole night and you could have been doing other things. But after all that time, you make less than $10 before taxes. Is that right? Is that the way it should be? Well, there's a couple of Wisconsin lawmakers that want to change things, and it may be time to do that. Keep in mind that in our state, the regular minimum wage is only $7.25 an hour, which is way down at the lower end of the pay scale compared to many other states. And let me give you a little bit of the story here about what's going on. And this has happened several times before, that lawmakers have introduced a bill to eliminate the tipped minimum wage. I have a story here from Channel 3000. It says, lawmakers reintroduce a bill to eliminate Wisconsin's tipped minimum wage. And it says, too Democratic, of course. Do you think... What are the chances that Republicans would support this? I would say pretty slim. Two Democratic state lawmakers have reintroduced a bill that would eliminate Wisconsin's lower minimum wage rate for tipped workers. During a news conference on Wednesday morning, State Senator Chris Larson, Democrat from Milwaukee, and Representative Francesca Hong, a Democrat from Madison, renewed their push to raise pay for tipped workers, whom they said deserve the stability of a higher wage. Quote, the restaurant and hospitality industry has been experiencing a staffing crunch since patrons began to dine out again following the pandemic, Larson said. The best way to alleviate staffing challenges is to ensure that workers are treated with dignity and respect, to make sure that the sub-minimum wage is higher, is at the actual minimum wage, end quote. Under the bill, there would be one statewide minimum wage in Wisconsin. So what do you think about that? Do you think that's a good idea? I do. Getting back to the story, it says currently the minimum wage for non-tipped workers in the state sits at $7.25 per hour, which has remained unchanged since July of 2009. Tipped workers, meanwhile, have a minimum wage of $2.33 per hour, though employers must make up the difference if that wage plus tips do not meet the 725 hourly threshold. Okay, so maybe I misspoke and said that you'd only make $10 if you worked 4 hours. You'd still make the 725 if the owner made up the difference, if the business that you work for made up the difference. But maybe it's time that tipped workers, most of whom have to work pretty hard, maybe it's time for them to make a little more. The pair, the lawmakers, previously introduced similar legislation in 2021. Let me give you just a little bit more about this piece on the background of this. Senator Larson, Chris Larson from Milwaukee, whose district includes a large number of tipped service establishments, released the following statement about the bill. And I should mention that I'm getting this from wispolitics.com. He said, "We saw during the pandemic how much tipped workers can suffer in times of economic uncertainty, as some of the last hired and the first fired members of the labor pool, they need the predictability of a regular paycheck, not the stress and insecurity of relying on strangers' generosity to pay their bills. The sub-minimum wage is a relic of slavery and Jim Crow, and it deserves to meet the same fate." We played Dreams by Fleetwood Mac at the beginning of this segment. Like, how can you expect to achieve any of your dreams if you're making $7.25 an hour? I would say it's time to make it possible for tipped workers to make $7.25 an hour plus tips, not $2.33 plus tips. That's a difference of almost $5 an hour, right? What do you think? Do you have an opinion on this? Feel free to call in. The phone number is 715-388-7155. I'd be interested to hear what you have to say. And we're going to take a quick break. It's a short one, so stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people.
It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
A little fog and a few lingering clouds this morning, but the sun will come out this afternoon. We'll get to around 73 today. The wind out of the north at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear, maybe a little more patchy fog by morning. Our low 52. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 80, with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. On Saturday night into Sunday, amounts won't be terribly heavy. Sunday, scattered showers, high of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
And the monkeys in the trees, brothers and the sisters living life on the street. Play the hunch, pull the punch, you'll never get beat by the junk food, tattooed white dude, true blue honky with an attitude coming unglued. Fate's right hand, I don't understand at all. Blast combo, maxed out mambo, DKNY caught him in a lie. Ken Star Word, man, we're talking absurd. Spending $40 million just to give the man a bird. He's a king, she's a queen. The rap won't stick. Get it on with the rubber and you won't get sick. Fate's right hand, I don't understand. Smart bombs, double cappuccino, and a heart like a tom-tom. Ozone, long gone, that's it, I quit. Natural inclination says enough of this. Brat pack, blackjack, heart attack, crack. We need another news channel like a hole in the back. There's a 187 on the 405. We all go to heaven on a heart disk drive. Fate's right hand. Talking about the pain, slow song on the bone, rec hall dance, double date Debbie with a pole in my pants. First comes love like it always did, or we wouldn't be talking about the Houston kid. Hold up, his chunk, old dead skunk drunk, trotting line, Freddy's got his dogs in the trunk.
right hand. I don't understand at all.
Oh, man. Is that Stu Mann playing Rodney Crowell on the radio? Yep, it's Fate's Right Hand. On a Friday morning, welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. We've got 58 degrees in Eau Claire right now and 60 degrees in Richland Center. The fate of former President Trump's cohorts doesn't look too good right about now, and his fate may not look very good either. I have a story here just posted at CNN with a headline that says how a former Trump official's conviction could echo in ex-presidents' cases. And this is by Stephen Collinson at CNN. It says the swift conviction of Donald Trump's former trade advisor, Peter Navarro, for contempt of Congress sent two warnings to the multiple co-defendants in the ex-president's approaching criminal trials. The first is that nobody, not even former White House big shots claiming to be empowered by presidential authority, is above the law. The second is that loyalty to Trump can be hazardous and often gets those who show it crosswise with the law. Navarro was convicted on Thursday, yesterday, for not complying with a subpoena from the House Select Committee that investigated the January 6th, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. That panel doesn't even exist anymore. It was ended by the Republican House majority that took over this year. But the verdict reinforced the principle that citizens cannot ignore congressional investigations. The symbolism of the jury's decision will reverberate far beyond this trial, which will be remembered not for Navarro's claims it represented a seminal constitutional battle, but for what the judge described as the pretty weak sauce of aspects of his defense. Yeah, fate's right hand. 27 and a half minutes after 9 o'clock, got to take a break. Stick around. You're tuned in to your local Civic Media radio station.
Change, change, change.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
CBS News Brief. An American who's injured and stuck down in a cave in Turkey has sent a video message up.
I'm alert, I'm talking, but I'm not healed on the inside yet.
A rescue mission's underway to get Mark Dickey out safely. President Biden has just landed in India for the G20 summit. Our Ed O'Keefe is traveling with him.
The president is set to meet tonight with the Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. This whole trip is designed to put much more focus here on Asia amid concerns about China's growing dominance. And that's also why he's scheduled to visit Vietnam on Sunday.
If you're an iPhone or iPad user, Apple's out with an emergency software update after two issues were found that could compromise your data. Tech contributor Ian Schur.
This is the latest in an escalating effort by hackers to get into our devices and tech companies to keep their promises our devices are secure and reliable.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced his office and the Wisconsin Department of Health Services will join the effort to reduce suicide among two at-risk populations by 10% over the next 5 years. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports show suicide deaths have increased roughly 36% between 2000 and 2021. The two at-risk groups that will receive the most attention will be adolescents between 10 and 19 years old and rural men over 25 years old. According to a Milwaukee Journal Sentinel report, aging and disability advocates are expressing concern over the recent purchase of My Choice Wisconsin by Molina Healthcare. They worry that any cutbacks could result in people losing critical services, including a program called Family Care that's now managed by two for-profit health insurance companies. Family Care is a state Medicaid program to help low-income people with disabilities and elderly people live as independently as possible. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If I could be you,
and you could be me, for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
93.5 The Tap. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Oh,
great advice there, huh? Stay young at heart. 9:35 right now. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show on this Friday morning. And it's music from Earth, Wind, and Fire. And the next thing I want to do is give you an update about the tragic fire in Maui in Lahaina. I have a story here from ABC News that says that Maui slowly edges toward rebuilding 1 month after the deadly wildfires. Wildfires tore across parts of Maui last month, and now the displaced community searches for answers about their future. Thousands were displaced as their homes and businesses were burned to the ground. 115 people have been pronounced dead in connection with the blazes. The disaster area is dotted with crews dressed head to toe in hazmat suits and hard hats who are sifting through the rubble, searching for hazardous materials in the first phase of the rebuilding effort to return Lahaina to what it was. A laundry list of concerns have compounded onto a community reeling from the trauma. And those concerns, among those concerns, looking for lost loved ones, identifying those who've been declared dead, being uprooted from their homes, finding reliable education, and hoping for an eventual return to normalcy. Quote, "It feels like no time has gone by since the start of the fires," said Kara Jabola Karolis, a volunteer with Roots Reborn Lahaina, a resource hub for immigrants impacted by the wildfires. She continued, quote, "It's really surreal to be in the experience of a humanitarian crisis when the world starts moving on, but you're still in crisis mode. I worry that attention is flickering," end quote. Some people may not return to their land anytime soon, as crews from the Environmental Protection Agency go from property to property in search of dangerous chemicals and materials like propane tanks, batteries, fertilizers, and more that were left behind in damaged structures. This could go on for months, officials say. So far, they've cleared more than 340 properties, which is over 15% of the properties in need of searching, according to Tom Dunkelman, EPA's incident commander on the wildfire response. These materials need to be cleared out before residents and property owners can return to the burn site. A 5-mile swath of Lahaina, a historic town with deep cultural significance for the Native Hawaiian community, was damaged in the wildfire on the west side of the island. Cultural monitors have been hired to work with official crews alongside their search, quote, "advising us of cultural and historic items that might be present on the property so we can make sure that they're not further disturbed by our activities," according to Dunkelman. Once this process is done, officials can begin phase two of the disaster cleanup, including the removal of ash and debris by the United States Army Corps of Engineers. A FEMA spokesperson told ABC News that rebuilding decisions will be led primarily by property owners following cleanup efforts. FEMA reports that about 5,800 survivors of the tragedy are currently staying in hotels and motels funded by the organization in coordination with state partners and the American Red Cross, while the state's Airbnb program is also housing survivors. It is also working to help survivors move beyond hotels into more long-term housing solutions in the near future. With wildfires and their destruction wreaking havoc more frequently in recent years due in part to climate change, FEMA said it has become more well-versed in such recovery efforts, pointing to the recovery of Paradise, California in 2018 following similarly devastating fires. There's a long road ahead. Summer Silva, the senior advisor for Native Hawaiian Affairs in the United States Department of the Interior, has been assigned to FEMA's Cultural Protocol Task Force to ensure that the federal response to the devastation is sensitive to the needs of the community. Silva, who is Kanaka Maoli, a Native Hawaiian with roots in Lahaina, said the destruction has highlighted the long-standing tensions between Hawaii residents and the federal government, especially when it comes to the land and how it's treated, she told ABC News. Quote, there is a history of land and water stewardship that has marginalized Native voices and that has put development interests and commercial development at the forefront of planning and land use, said Silva. Officials of all kind have signaled that following the path forward is based on the community's lead. Quote, we're not only building back, but we're going to build back a stronger and more resilient future, which means we need to withstand any challenge coming our way in rebuilding the way Maui wants to rebuild, said President Joe Biden during a press conference. Jabola Carolus, who we mentioned earlier, has been working with women and immigrant groups to ensure they get the resources they need. 1 month into the recovery, she said their efforts have shifted from restoring lost documents and medical care to finding housing and employment as they await financial assistance to hit their wallets. In the long term, Jabola Carolus expects the conversation among residents to remain political as issues like land ownership, environmental injustice, worker justice, and more are highlighted by the destruction's impact on the community. While stewardship of the land is likely to be a part of the requests from the community, Silva said she can't yet say what exactly the path looks like for people in the community. However, she said she does believe people who are building lives and creating families and creating multi-generational legacies in this place have a lot of investment in seeing a sustainable future, end quote. This means affordable housing and, quote, having a meaningful voice in how those lands and those waters and all of the structures that get erected from here on are done, she said. Hawaii is more than a tourist destination, right? She added. And it is. It is way more than a tourist destination. It is the home for many Native Hawaiians and others who've migrated there over the years. I thought about moving to Hawaii myself. Several years ago, I almost made the move, but at the last minute decided not to. And it's a really magical place. If you've ever been there, you know what I'm talking about. And if you haven't been there, put it on your list of places to go, on your bucket list. And if you want to contribute to the efforts in Maui to help out the people who've been displaced and are suffering, it's not too late to do so. You know, a lot of the contributions have dwindled off now that we're a month into it, but you can still make your contribution if you want to. And the easiest way to do that is by going to the Red Cross. And when you're contributing there, there is a drop-down box you can check to use that money just for Hawaii, so you know that money is going to the island of Maui. Also, another organization that is collecting funds is a group called Maui Strong. You can find them easily by doing a quick search. There's also the Maui Food Bank. Both of those organizations were there long before the fires, and they'll be there long after. And they are taking care of people right now. And also one organization that's close to my heart, taking care of the animals, is the Maui Humane Society. You can find them too just by doing a quick search, excuse me, on the internet. So if you're so inclined and you got some extra money, go ahead and make a contribution. Got 9:45, almost 9:46 right now. Going to take a quick break. It's a short one, so stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
You want me to stay? I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay. I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt. That's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Calvin Klein. Reaching me by phone, because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. We got to get in straight. How could I ever be late when you're my woman taking up my time?
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
A little fog and a few lingering clouds this morning, but the sun will come out this afternoon. We'll get to around 73 today. The wind out of the north at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear. Maybe a little more patchy fog by morning. Our low 52. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. 80 with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. On Saturday night into Sunday, amounts won't be terribly heavy. Sunday, scattered showers, high of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Mm-hmm. this morning, feet round for my shoe. You know about that, babe. Had them all walking blue. Woke up this morning, I feel around for my shoe. You know about that, baby. Ooh, Lord, I had them all walking blue. I'm leaving this morning. I have to go ride the blinds. I've been mistreated, I don't mind dying this morning. If I have to go riding blind, I've been mistreated, ooh, Lord, I don't mind. Tell me the walking blues ain't bad. The worst old feeling I most ever had. People tell me the old walking blues ain't bad. Well, it's a worst old feeling, ooh, Lord, I most ever had.
Mean old walking blues, Eric Clapton, Unplugged, 9:53 right now. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. And there's going to be some kids walking in New York City a week from Sunday, 17th. There is a big march going on that you should know about. It's called, it says here, it's the biggest climate march since 2019. You know, these young people these days are at the forefront of important issues because they know it affects their lives and they might be around for another 40 or 50 or 60 years or longer. So I have a story here from the Sierra Club, sierraclub.org. Fridays for Future NYC is in charge of the youth turnout for the March to End Fossil Fuels. That's coming up on Sunday the 17th, a week from this Sunday. I'll give you a little bit of the story before we run out of time. It says it's a sticky late August afternoon in New York City's Alphabet City neighborhood, and the refrain of a protest song echoes through 6th Street Community Center, a former synagogue turned neighborhood organizing space. Teenagers in the back room are still a bit timid, but they're growing more comfortable as the words and melody are reinforced with call and response. Should we try it all together now? Keanu Arpels Josiah, 18 years old, asks the group. After a few tentative nods, they begin to sing in unison for the first time without being led by the call and response. Like riding a bike without training wheels for the first time, they're a bit shaky at first, confident and proud by the time they reach the chorus. It's the end of fossil fuels, the group sings together. This group called Fridays for Future NYC is learning the song in preparation for the March to End Fossil Fuels on Sunday, September 17th. The youth group is one of the hundreds of organizations that have endorsed the march, and many of its members are busy participating in the planning process to make the event the biggest climate action since the global climate strike in 2019. Fridays for Future NYC has been tasked with an important responsibility for the coming march: recruit as many high school students and young people as they can to show up on the 17th. Quote, I feel like this could really do something and be a way that we sort of punch back against the way that environmental policy has been on the back burner in the U.S., says Helen Mancini, a 16-year-old junior at Stuyvesant High School. And the story goes on and says, for these youth organizers, it's already been an action-packed summer spent passing out flyers around New York City, brainstorming ways to increase youth turnout, and joining Zoom calls with the National March Coalition. Their whole summer has led to these last few weeks, which are focused on organizing hub captains at local schools, who in turn will be responsible for bringing students from their schools to the march. At weekly meetings, the brainstorming to increase turnout continues, along with learning chants and songs and creating content for social media to encourage their peers to join them. Quote, we know the scale of the climate crisis, and we know the scale of the amount of people that need to be involved to make a real difference, says Arpels Josiah, a senior at LREI in Lower Manhattan. I think the challenge always is how you can get more people aware of the work that's happening and aware of how they can be involved in it. So that's going on the 17th. I have a little bit of information from their website here. It says, we all want to breathe fresh air, good jobs for our families, a planet where our lands and oceans thrive. But the more oil, gas, and coal we burn, the more toxic air we breathe, the more heat waves, fires, and floods we face, all while wealthy fossil fuel CEOs rake in record profits from dirty practices that pollute our communities. Once again, it's the kids at the forefront of the climate crisis, forefront of the guns issue, gun safety issue. Thank goodness for the kids, right? Hey, thanks for tuning in today, everybody. We've run out of time, but I'll be back on Monday morning at 8 o'clock. Do something nice for someone today. Have a great weekend.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.